False statements, hindering investigations, and wire fraud, all part of a scheme to fleece nearly $19 million from the government, puts two telecoms on the hook for over $30 million in dingers. That and more coming up.
REC, FCC Today, BG Bradley.
This is FCC Today, the podcast for Tuesday, January 30, 2024. We go right into dingers. Last Tuesday, the FCC adopted notices of apparent liability of $16,971,253 against City Communications Incorporated and for $14,021,293 to Tone Communication for violation of the FCC rules related to the Emergency Broadband Benefit, the Affordable Connectivity Program, as well as violations of the federal wire fraud statute in two connected cases. According to the NAL, from at least January 2022 for City and June 2022 for Tone, and running through August 2023 for both, City and Tone received ACP and EBB funding by enrolling consumers with fake or false identifying information by using either an address to which the purported subscriber had no connection or repeatedly using the same benefit qualifying person to enroll multiple subscribers. The NALs state that City and Tone improperly received more than $18.7 million combined from these programs based on false certifications. Since the reimbursements were submitted by Interstate Wires, the FCC also found them in violation of the federal wire fraud statute. The FCC found that both City and Tone had made untruthful, inaccurate, and incomplete statements and submissions to the FCC during the investigation that was conducted by the Enforcement Bureau. City and Tone have 30 days to fight the NAL. Because of the findings of significant and egregious misconduct, the FCC has also started the proceedings to remove both City and Tone from the Affordable Connectivity Plan program. On Friday, the Media Bureau reached a consent decree in the matter of WJAG Incorporated, licensee of WJAG AM, KQKX FM, and K290 Alpha Tango, Norfolk, Nebraska, as well as KEXL FM, Pierce, Nebraska, in relationship to several unauthorized transfers of control that took place both prior to and following the death of Eugene and Carla Hughes, who collectively held 53% of the voting stock. In March 2017, the Hughes's transferred their shares to a trust without prior commission authorization. Subsequently, the shares were transferred to a revocable trust, also without commission consent, and then eventually transferred to a living trust, all within the same family. To settle the case and conclude the investigation, WJAG Incorporated will pay a civil penalty of $8,000. FCC Today, the podcast, is available on the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel. Please visit youtube.com/Michelle Bradley, and please show your love by subscribing to the channel and hitting that notification dinger so you don't miss out on the news from the Media Bureau and the rest of the FCC. Thanks! The filing freeze for applicants who filed in the LPFM window will be lifted on Wednesday, January 31 at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Once the freeze is lifted, applicants will be able to make minor modifications to their applications. For LPFM, this means moves of less than 11.2 kilometers unless 60 dBU overlap can be demonstrated. Minor amendments must meet all distance separation requirements, not cause any new conflicts with other window applicants, and applicants must still meet the localism requirements. Singleton applications filed in the window have started to go to public notice as accepted for filing on January 2. So far, 668 window applications are on public notice. Once an application goes on public notice, that opens a 30-day window for the filing of informal objections and petitions to deny. If everything looks good on the application and on the workload in the audio division, we should see our first grants, hopefully sometime in early February. Currently, there are 308 applications that have been predicted by REC to be mutually exclusive in 128 different MX groups. And so far, the FCC has already dismissed 94 LPFM window applications, mostly for technical violations that cannot be cured on amendment.
FCC Today,
the podcast is available on the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel, as well as on Podbean and other popular podcast providers. Please subscribe to the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel to stay informed. For up-to-the-minute applications and actions at the Media Bureau, visit our official website, fcc.today. REC Networks is always on at recnet.com for assistance with LPFM, full-service FM, and FM translators. Please contact REC at 202-621-2355. Until next time, I'm Michelle Bradley, SBE Certified Broadcast Technologist. Good day from Riverton.
REC.